I think many of you have heard of the expression blessing in disguise.
相信大家都會聽過一句說話，就係偽裝嘅祝福。
But today I want to share with you falsehood in disguise.
但今日我嘅題目咧係叫做似是而非，或者係假裝嘅事實。
False friends are sometimes worse than open enemies.
俗語有話：明槍易擋，暗箭難防。
Oftentimes, people got tricked and they suffer loss because they trusted the wrong person.
很多時候因為信錯錯一個人的緣故呢，就被人欺騙，蒙受到損失。
Especially people who seem genuine at first.
尤其是當如果那個人啊，表面來看呢，好像很真誠。
They appear all nice and caring and helpful.
他對你都好像是很關心啊，對你很好。
They seem to be thinking in your best interest.
看來呢，那個人好像成日都關心到你的利益。
But only wait till their real motives are revealed.
但是直至到他真正的動機披露。
There are many cases of frauds on the news.
在新聞裡面，大家常常都聽見有人被欺騙。
And maybe you yourself have come across friends or relatives who got cheated.
或者你自己親朋戚友當中啊，都有人被欺騙過。
And some of you would recall Albert sharing with us an experience of a student that we know from China.
或者你們會記得，不久之前 Albert 有提及過一個在中國內地所認識的朋友。
One day he received this telephone call.
有一次這個人收到一個電話。
And the person on the other end claimed to be a police officer.
對方說呢，他是一個公安。
He pretended that he was really concerned for this student.
他好像是很關心這個做學生的人。
And he told the student that his bank account was suspected to be involved with some criminal activities.
對方跟這個學生說，你的銀行帳戶啊，我們懷疑呢，有人是做緊手腳。
So in order to prove your innocence and to secure your account, you now have to follow the following instructions.
為了要證實你本身是一個無辜的，並且要保護你自己的利益，現在你需要提供一些你個人的資料。
And we'll transfer all your money to this safe account.
我們會暫時將到你所有的錢呢，去轉移到去另外一個安全的帳戶。
And consequently, the student lost all his money.
結果這個學生損失了他一切的積蓄。
Well, perhaps we think this student is really a bit too naive.
咁或者你會認為呢個學生係太天真啫。
I mean, who would believe that sort of lies?
有邊個人會信一啲咁樣嘅大話呢？
This sort of tactics are so overused.
就依啲咁樣嘅伎倆啊，都見慣不怪啦。
But why is it time and again we still see people falling into traps and deception?
但問題係點解人會重複又重複落入圈套呢？
As one news commentator rightly observed.
曾經有一位時事評論員咁樣講過
：The reason people get deceived all boils down to curiosity, greed, and a lack of awareness or watchfulness.
人之所以經常被欺騙咧，無非都有幾個原因嘅啫。第一就係貪心啦，或者係好奇啦，缺乏警覺性啦。
And I think there is much truth in this statement.
我認為呢句説話咧都講得幾有道理。
Many people.Are quite interested in feng shui or you know fortune telling in one form or another.
有好多人對於風水或者係算命都感興趣。
Such as horoscopes.
例如話係占星。
And you might say we are now living in the 21st century. How come people are still superstitious?
咁我就問你啦，我哋大家唔係處身緊係二十一世紀咩？但點解我哋仲會信風水啊、算命咧
？How come so many people are still willing to pay lots of money to these so-called feng shui masters?Or mediums who, in the end, exposed to be tricksters or frauds.
點解今日嘅人仲會願意花咁多錢去揾風水師傅，或者係一啲嘅招魂通靈嘅人呢？結果仲遭受好大嘅損失。
Well, actually, it does boil down to curiosity. People want to know about their future.
都係因為好奇心太重，人好想知道自己嘅未來。
One famous Hong Kong DJ and actor, Sammy, I think many people have heard of him.
有一個叫做 Sammy 嘅香港嘅DJ， 或者你聽過香港呢個嘅演員森美。
He's once shared this experience before he came to know God or commit his life to God.
有一次佢就講述到佢成為基督徒之前嘅一次嘅遭遇。
And it all started with an experience, an encounter with fortune telling.
一 一切咧都係從佢去揾一個算命先生開始嘅。
When he was still in his twenties，
當佢係廿零歲嘅時候
，he had this colleague who consulted a famous fortune teller， who works， you know， on the streets in the famous Temple Street in Hong Kong。
佢哋有依個同事，我有一次去到香港嘅廟街一個比較有名氣嘅算命先生嗰度。
And this friend of Sammy was told that she would have a boyfriend by June next year.
就同呢個 Sammy 嘅朋友講咧，到到明年嘅六月，你就會揾到一個嘅心水嘅男朋友啦。
But you know, the time passed by, and then August came. This girl was still single.
咁但係時間都到咗啦，都嚟到八月啦，呢個女仔還未有男朋友。
So Sammy and his colleagues.You know, a group of 10 plus people decided to go and challenge that fortune teller.
So, 結果森美同埋佢大概十個嘅同事咧，就去廟街去揾呢個人嘅同佢算帳。
So they found the fortune teller and said, you know, how come your prediction didn't come true?
佢哋同呢個算命先生講：你講嘅都唔靚嘅。
Interestingly, the fortune teller turned to Sammy instead.
好奇怪就係算命嘅人就反為同阿森美咁講。
Come over here, lad. Just take a seat. Let me take a look at you.
佢話：你過嚟坐低，等我睇清楚你。
Well, Sammy refused at once.
咁啊 ，Sammy 就唔願意。
And he said, "I'm a Christian. I'm not into this kind of stuff."
森美就話咧：我係一個嘅基督徒，我唔信你啲咁樣嘅伎倆嘅。
But actually, at that time, he wasn't even a Christian.
其實當時森美還未成為一個基督徒。
Well, he went to church when he was in high school.
森美無非就係喺中學嘅時間去過教堂嘅啫。
So he knew that the Bible teaches us not to get involved with witchcraft or consult mediums or fortune tellers and so on.
但佢記得聖經有咁樣教過，就係人唔應該揾招魂啊、通靈啊、算命嘅人。
And the fortune teller went on and tried to persuade him.
但依個算命先生繼續去想說服佢。
Don't worry, I'm not going to tell about your future as such.
你唔使擔心，我而家唔係想將到你嘅未來話俾你知。
Let me just tell you whether your wife will be a pretty girl or not.
我淨係想話俾你知，你將來嘅老婆啊，會唔會係一個靚女咧
？So if Kenny, if you were asked the same question, you know, back then before you got married, would you be interested? Would you be curious?
所以我就唔知道 Kenny， 假如你結婚前咧有算命嘅人同你咁講嘅時候，咁你又會點諗啊
？I mean, which young lad doesn't want a pretty wife？
有邊個後生仔唔想揾多個靚女做老婆
？So Sammy thought to himself, that sounds like a good deal。
咁啊，心美就覺得我淨係咁啫係嘛，咁都唔錯啊。
So he sat down。
咁佢就坐低。
And the fortune teller said, "Well, you're going to get married at the age of 28."
咁啊，算命先生就話：你廿八歲嗰年你就會結婚。
That's not bad, isn't it？
咁都唔錯啊。
But he goes on to say, well, you will be parted with your wife when you turn 29。
但係到到廿九歲嗰年咧，你同你嘅老婆就會分離啦。
Because you are going to die a fatal death。
因為你將要死於非命。
Well, according to Sammy, the fortune teller said this in such a casual way that.It seems like every man would die at the age of 29.
算命先生講説話嗰種嘅語氣嘅輕描淡寫啊，咁就似乎咧，全部嘅人都會廿九歲左右就會死啊。
But to Sammy, it was like a death sentence.
但對於森美嚟講，好似被人判咗死刑。
No matter how hard he tried ignoring it.
無論佢點樣嘗試唔理會所聽到嘅説話，
or he tried to convince himself that the fortune teller might be wrong, he might be lying.
無論佢點想同自己講啊，依個算命先生係亂講嘅啫，佢講説話唔真嘅。
But he couldn't put those words out of his mind.
但佢點都唔能夠將依啲説話咧從腦海裏邊排除出去。
So he ended up being more depressed and more depressed.
所以結果咧，佢就慢慢變得越嚟越抑鬱。
Until one day, he remembered he used to go to church.
佢就開始回憶翻，我以前唔係去開教會嘅咩
？And that's how he started attending church week after week again.
從嗰時開始，佢就每個星期都去參加教會。
And amazingly, God answered many of his questions when he read the Bible.
當佢去學讀聖經嘅時候咧，好奇妙地嘅神藉住聖經就回答咗佢好多嘅疑問。
So to cut a long story short, Sammy was indeed fortunate.
心美都算係好運㗎啦。
Because at that critical point, before he went further down that spiral of depression, He managed to get back out from by God's help.
佢係非常嘅僥倖，因為佢嘅抑鬱症未變得更加深之前，佢就知道回頭是岸啦。
But we know that not everybody is that fortunate.
但我哋知道咧，唔係每一個人都係咁僥倖嘅。
Some people would end up committing suicide because of depression.
有啲人甚至會自殺，就係因為抑鬱。
And recently, I actually have two dear friends, one Chinese and one British.
我認識兩位朋友。一個是中國人，一個是英國人。
They respectively got fascinated by some spiritualists.
兩人先後都對於招魂啊、通靈者感到興趣。
A spiritualist is someone who claims to be able to communicate with people who have died.
招魂者就係指一啲佢哋聲稱有能力同死咗人嘅亡魂去溝通嘅人。
Coincidentally, both of them suffered the loss of their loved ones just not long ago, a few years ago.
好巧合地咧，依兩個人啊，喺不久之前都係親人死咗。
And is this emotional need that the spiritualists were appealing to?
招魂者就訴諸感情去吸引依兩個人去聽佢講。
Because they miss them very much.
因為依兩個人好掛住佢哋死咗嘅親人。
And they share with me that the spiritualists were actually able to accurately tell them what happened in the past.
我有兩個朋友同我講啊，哇，嗰個招魂者能夠好準確咁樣話俾我知我嘅過去好多情況。
Such as how and when the family member died.
譬如話，我呢個嘅親人係幾時死，喺咩情況之下死。
Even to the exact details of their medical condition and the year they passed away.
包括咗咧，佢哋死嘅時候嘅身體狀況，同埋邊一年死，呢個招魂者都能夠講得一清二楚。
Very impressive, isn't it?
係令到人係好覺得好靚啊。
But let me warn you, as I've warned them.
正如我提醒我個兩個朋友咧，我今日都想警告大家。
Don't ever get involved with spiritualism.
千祈唔好同招魂者有接觸。
Whether it's out of curiosity or out of some emotional needs.
不論你係好奇或者你感情上有啲咩嘅空虛，都唔去揾呢類人。
We have to love the truth and not just go by our emotions.
我哋必須要愛真理、愛事實，而唔能夠以感情用事。
It's important to discern the source of that supernatural power.
能夠分辨到對方呢種嘅超自然嘅能力啊，到底嗰個來源嚟自咩地方
？If you recall in earlier messages about the pseudo Christ，
或者你會記得之前我講到關於假基督嘅一啲信息裏頭。
Actually, I mentioned that he and well, like the spiritualists and mediums, they are actually operating by the power of Satan。
我有提過。假基督同埋其他嘅假教師咧，係可以藉住魔鬼嘅力量去行神蹟奇事嘅。
That's exactly why they can be so successful in their deception and pretense.
或者呢個原因，佢哋所講嘅説話可以咁靈。
Many people are deceived by evil spirits just because they are powerful.
好多人因為邪靈。是很靈驗、很犀利的緣故呢就被欺騙了。
And indeed, they can work wonders and signs, miracles, but remember, it's by the power of Satan.
沒錯啊，有些這樣的人呢，是的確能夠行奇蹟、奇蹟、奇事，只不過你要記住，他們那個能力的來源是從惡者那裡來的。
So having the power to...tell your past or your future or having the power to grant you your certain wish.
所以有能力去讲出你的过往的事实或者是有能力令到你所想得到的东西能够圆梦的话
That doesn't make that person trustworthy.
就不等于这个人是可信的。
Now let us open to today's passage in Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24.Verses 23 to 27.
而家咧，我哋打開我哋今日嘅主要經文，馬太福音24:23-27.
Then, if anyone says to you, "Behold, here is the Christ," or "There he is," do not believe him, for false Christs and false prophets will arise and will show great signs and wonders, so as to mislead, if possible, even the elect.Behold, I have told you in advance, So if they say to you, behold, he is in the wilderness, do not go out. Or behold, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe them. For just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes even to the west, so will the coming of the Son of Man be.
23节，那时若有人对你们说，基督在这里，或说基督在那里，你们不要相信。因为假基督假先知将要起来，显大神迹、大奇事。倘若能行，连选民也就迷惑了。看啊，我预先告诉你们了。若有人对你们说，看啊，基督在旷野里，你们不要出去。或者说，看啊，基督在屋中，你们都不要相信。闪电从东边发出，直到西边。人子降临也要这样。
Here, Jesus forewarns his disciples that in these last days of this present age.
在这里，耶稣基督警告他的追随者，就是在这些时代的末后的日子里头。
Before the Son of Man, that is Jesus himself.
就是当人子，即是耶稣自己。
Before Jesus Christ returns as Yahweh's appointed judge.
就是当耶稣基督作为耶和神的指定的代表再临到地球之前。
Many false Christs and false prophets will arise.
有很多的假基督假先知会崛起。
They are preparing the way for the pseudo Christ, the greatest deceiver of all, to emerge.
这些人的崛起是为那个终极的假基督出现而铺路的。
And indeed, before the pseudo-Christ is revealed, there will be rumors or claims saying that Christ, the true Christ, has already come.
不单止这样，当假基督出现之前，将会有其他的人去声称说，基督来了，在这里，在那里。
Just like the passage which says, you know, behold, he's the Christ, or there he is.
就正如今天的经文所说，看看，基督来了，他在那里啊。
Have you heard of the Church of the Almighty God?
大家有冇听过全能神教会啊
？Which is also known as Eastern Lightning.
全能神教会亦都称为东方闪电。
Well, this church or this community teaches that Jesus Christ has returned to Earth as a Chinese woman to judge humankind.
呢个教会声称咧，耶稣基督已经以一个嘅中国嘅女人嚟。翻嚟呢個地球㗎啦。
Actually, I have heard of this cult for quite a long time.
其實咧，我個人聽聞到呢一個嘅邪教已經有一段嘅時間。
In fact, a number of our brothers and sisters in China have came into contact or even been threatened by this group.
其實喺中國內地，我哋嘅宗教會當中咧，有部分嘅兄弟姊妹曾經接觸過東方閃電嘅人。
However, it never occurred to me the connection with the passage we are studying today.
但是呢，一直以来，我都冇将呢啲嘅听闻啊，同今日呢段经文去扯上关系。
If you look at verse 27, it reads, "For just as the lightning comes from the east and flashes even to the west."
正如今日经文嘅第十七节读，闪电从东边发出，直照到西边。
So will the coming of the Son of Man be.
人子降临。也要这样。
I wonder if that is where they took their name from, Eastern Lightning.
我喺度怀疑，东方闪电教会将自己咁样改名啊，唔通就系取自呢句经文嘅字眼
？In fact, as I ponder the reason why, out of all things, Jesus chooses the imagery of lightning to liken his second coming.
我就问啦，点解喺咁多嘅方法当中啊，耶稣基督选择咗用闪电嚟描述佢降临嘅情况呢
？Well, I wasn't a science student, so I had to do some research on the internet.
我本身咧就唔系研究科学嘅人，但我就需要去做一啲嘅资料调查工作嚟明白闪电。
Yeah, so that I can understand the characteristics of lightning as a natural phenomenon.
就等自己能够了解一啲呢个嘅闪电嘅天然嘅现象。
And I'd like to share with you a few interesting observations.
以下一啲好有趣嘅关于闪电嘅事实。
So, firstly, do you know how far away can you see lightning?
首先，你知唔知道啊？一个人从几远嘅地方就可以见到远处有闪电啊
？I wonder if the youths know.
年青人知唔知道答案？
Well, lightning bolts can be seen as much as 100 miles from us.
從100英里以外的地方，一個人就可以見到閃電的。
Of course, it depends on the height of the bolt and the clarity of the air and our elevation as well.
咁當然啦，依個好在乎你睇嗰個人嘅地位高唔高啊、低啊，或者係閃電發生喺天空嘅有幾高幾低啊，同埋當日嘅天色晴唔晴朗。
This gives us some clue as to why Jesus chooses to use lightning to describe or liken his coming.
呢一點俾到我哋一個線索，點解耶穌基督描寫自己嘅降臨咧，好似閃電？
Firstly, to the observer, lightning is often seen as coming down from the sky.
首先，對一個地上邊嘅觀察者嚟講咧，閃電係從天而降嘅。
Well, you don't have to turn open to it, but if you read from Acts chapter 1,
就大家而家唔需要翻去啦。喺《使徒行傳》嘅第一章裏頭。
The angel said to the apostles that Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you have seen him go.
天使对当时门徒的说话是说，就是你怎样见到人子从地上被接到天上去，人子将会从天样天上照样的降临到地上。
Verse 9 tells us specifically that a cloud took Jesus out of sight.
使徒行传第一章第九节具体的讲话，有一朵的云彩将到耶稣基督接了上天上。
No wonder Jesus in Matthew chapter 24 verse 26 tells his disciples,
不怪得耶稣基督在马太福音24章26节说，
So if anyone say to you, behold, he is in the wilderness, do not go out.
如果有人跟你说，看下耶稣基督在旷野了，你们不要出去。
Oh, behold, he's in the inner rooms, do not believe them.
又或者有人说，看下基督在屋里头啊，都不要相信这类的话。
If you look carefully at Acts chapter 1 verse 12,
如果你细心看《使徒行传》第一章第十二节的话，
We know that Jesus was taken up to heaven when he was on the Mount of Olives.
我们知道耶稣基督被接上天上的时候，事情发生在橄榄山上。
So that tells us when Jesus returns, he will descend on the Mount of Olives once again.
我们因此就知道，当耶稣再临的时候，他会从天上降落到橄榄山。
And his coming will be like the flash of lightning.
而他的降临将会好似闪电一般。
Just as lightning takes place at one particular point, and yet the light is not confined to one geographical area.
就正如閃電是發生在某一個地點，但是看到那次閃電的人呢，卻是不是局限同一個地方的哦。
The whole sky brightens up with the flash of lightning.
一閃電呢，全個天空都被照亮起來。
So it will be with the coming of the Lord.
所以當主再臨的時候，情況都會類同。
Even though it's a localized event,
雖然基督的降臨是發生在某一個地點，
its effect will be seen universally.
但那個效應啊，它是影響全球的。
So that's the first observation about the likeness between lightning and the coming of Jesus.
所以當我們去聯想閃電和基督的再臨的時候，這個就是第一個重點。
Secondly, we know that lightning often comes with thunderstorms.
第二点就是我们知道啊，闪电之前呢，经常都会有暴风雨的。
How do we know if lightning is nearby?
我们怎么知道附近可能会闪电呢？
Well, if you know a bit about lightning, it's actually an electric current.
大家都知道啦，閃電其實係一種嘅電流嚟嘅。
I saw our master student here nodding his head.
所以我見到你當中一啲碩士學生喺度點緊頭啦。
Well, to make this electric current, first you need a cloud.
要生到電出嚟，首先你需要有雲。
Lightning doesn't come without a build-up of clouds.
如果冇密雲密集嘅話咧，係唔可能閃電嘅。
So if you see dark clouds, then lightning could be present.
所以當你見到黑雲密布，有可能會閃電。
Another warning signal before lightning actually strikes.
閃電之前還有另外一種嘅預兆嘅。
Is that you can listen out for the thunder.
就你可以聽下有冇打雷。
However, in comparison with lightning, thunder has a much shorter range of detection. Usually less than 15 miles in a quiet rural setting.
就唔似得閃電咁，能夠偵測到打雷範圍啊，係好窄嘅啫。就如果喺郊外好寧靜嘅環境咧，咁你喺15英里以外都可以測到有打雷。
and only under 5 miles in a noisy city environment.
但如果你喺一个好嘈吵嘅城市里头咧，五里之内你都可以听到打雷嘅。
But still, you can listen out for the thunders, and you know, well, lightning is going to strike.
总言之，当你听到打雷嘅时候咧，你就知道啦，有可能会闪电。
So the second point I want to make is that there are warning signs before Jesus' return.
所以第二点我想讲嘅就系咧，耶稣再临之前系有征兆可寻嘅。
And these are the signs that we've been studying, such as these in Matthew chapter 24.
呢啲嘅征兆，正正就系我哋过去好多个星期所学习紧喺马太福音廿四章所谈及的。
And just like how when we know lightning is about to strike, we would know we should avoid going outdoors.
如果我哋知道就嚟要闪电嘅话咧，我哋就唔好出街啦。
Find a safe shelter.
你应该揾地方匿。
And please don't stand under a tree.
千祈唔好企棵树嘅底下，因为企喺树底下咧系最容易触电嘅。
And unfortunately, a group of kids actually got injured by lightning just not long ago because they stood under a tree for shelter when lightning struck.
最近好不幸，有几个细路哥就因为见到闪电，好无知咁样匿喺棵树底下就被击到。
So we see that there are actually precautions that we can take.
所以咧，我哋系有防范措施可以采取噶。
So in the same way, we need to be watchful and ready.
所以同样，我哋需要好警觉同埋准备好。
Paying attention and observing the signs Jesus already warned us about.
就是耶稣基督已经预告了他降临前的征兆，那些我们要小心留意了。
The third point about lightning as a parable or analogy of the Lord's coming.
关于用闪电来去比喻耶稣基督再临的图画呢，有第三个重点。
It's the power of his coming.
就是基督再临的时候的气势。
From the information I found online,
就根據我喺網上邊揾到嘅資料
，lightning strikes can contain as many as 100 million electrical volts.
閃電嘅電壓可以達到一億伏特
，and that can cause cardiac arrest and serious injury, including severe burns or brain damage.
係足以令到個人有心臟病或者係嚴重嘅被創傷，譬如話灼傷、擊傷、燒傷。
And an average bolt of lightning striking from cloud to ground contains roughly 1 billion joules of energy.
以能量嚟计算嘅话，闪电平均嘅能量啊，系达到十亿焦。
This is not a small amount. It's enough to power a 60-watt light bulb for 6 months.
足以将呢个六十火嘅灯泡能够不停咁点着六个月咁长。
Plus a forgotten open-door refrigerator for a day.
甚至咧，你可以打開一個冰箱，唔記得關埋門都好咧，個電量係足以能夠維持嘅電箱一日之內都唔壞。
So that's how much energy releases. So how hot is lightning? Do you know?
你知唔知道閃電如果用一個温度嚟計算啊，有幾熱啊
？Anyone?
有冇人知道閃電有幾多温度啊
？Lightning is around 27,000 degrees Celsius.
閃電的温度是達到27,000攝氏度
，so that's 6 times hotter than the surface of the sun。
比起太陽表面的温度，還要高出六倍。
So what do these facts tell us about Jesus coming again？
所以一切話俾我哋知道，耶穌基督再臨嘅氣勢係點樣嘅呢
？Jesus is going to come with power, great power。
耶穌基督將會大能力中降臨。
He's going to come in glory。
他將會用大榮耀中駕臨。
Now the fourth and final point about lightning.
閃電的第四個重點。
It's actually quite interesting.
就係我覺得都好有趣嘅一樣。
Lightning can destroy, but in some exceptional cases, they can heal.
被閃電擊中嘅話咧，係會受到傷害嘅。但係喺一啲好唔尋常嘅情況之下咧，被擊中反而會得到益處嘅。
I don't know whether you've heard of such stories.
唔知你有冇聽過呢啲咁嘅故事
？Of course, it hardly seems credible that anyone could benefit from being hit by lightning.
或者你會好難想像得到一個人被人雷擊中，點解會仲得到益處？
But if you do some research online, there are some curious reports of people cured of some chronic medical conditions after lightning strikes.
如果你去上網去追查一下咧，你會見到有人被擊中之後咧，反而長年有病嘅，反而得到醫治。
Well, back in the 1980s, there's this 60-year-old man whose sight and hearing got restored after being struck by lightning.
在上世紀的80年代，有則新聞話，有一個多年又盲又耳聾的人呢，被擊中之後，反為得翻聽覺同埋視覺。
And just several years ago, here in the UK, a lightning strike blasted a shop front in Birmingham.
在幾年前，在英國伯明翰市，有一日就行雷閃電。
And the woman was thrown inside to the floor.
有一個女人從屋嘅門口外被擊中，就跌咗喺屋裏邊。
Leaving her temporarily paralyzed down on her right hand side.
令到佢癱瘓咗段時間，全身右邊嘅癱瘓。
But the next morning, she woke up and found that her severe arthritis, which crippled her right hand, actually completely disappeared.
冇諗到第二朝早佢瞓醒覺之後，多年嘅關節炎啊，竟然好翻。
And over the following weeks, the swelling in her hand also vanished.
過多幾個禮拜之後，手指嘅腫啊、關節嘅痛咧，完全都好翻曬。
There seems no rational explanation for any of these incidents.
好似我哋揾唔到一啲可以解釋到呢個現象嘅原因。
Well, I agree with the medical experts' warning that we shouldn't seek medical cure by deliberately getting hit by lightning.
醫生嘅忠告，千祈唔好諗住去醫病嘅緣故咧，就試下俾雷劈。
Because you're more likely going to be killed rather than being cured.
因為你劈死嘅機會啊，仲比起你得到醫病機會高。
But coming back to Jesus' warning in Matthew chapter 24.
而家我哋又翻到嚟耶穌基督喺馬太福音24章嘅關於到佢再來前嘅警告。
Let us read carefully again his words here in Matthew chapter 24, verses 23.
而家我哋要再一次嘅好細心去睇下馬太福音24章第23節耶穌講嘅説話。
Then if anyone says to you, if anyone says to you, behold, there he is. So back to this passage, we see that many false Christs and false prophets are going to arise.
我哋从呢个经文知道，将会有好多嘅假基督、假先知会崛起。
But to be fair, not all of them deliberately wanted to be a false teacher or a false prophet.
就喺呢度咧，我要讲一句公道嘅说话，就系呢啲所谓嘅假基督、假先知、假教师咧，唔系话全部都系故意做假教师、假先知嘅。
Actually, yesterday I was researching on some controversial but popular doctrines concerning the Bible.
昨日我喺網上邊就去睇到一啲具爭議性但係好流行嘅對於聖經嘅一啲嘅解釋同埋講法。
And I came across this interesting website, an online forum about a teaching called or a doctrine called "Once Saved, Always Saved."
其中一個網站咧，就係討論到依個叫做一次得救，永遠得救嘅教義。
And as I read through the threads of comments left by different people，
就當我睇到唔同嘅網民留言嘅時候
，some were arguing for and some arguing against the doctrine。
有啲留言嘅人就係支持一次得救，永遠得救；有另外啲嘅人嘅留言咧，就係反對呢種嘅解釋。
And then it came to my mind that actually some of the people who are so strong about their views, thinking that they are telling the truth, they might be deceived themselves.
就我就好有深嘅感受，就係都有啲係好肯定自己係啱嘅，係一次得救就永遠得救嘅人咧，但佢哋從來冇諗到佢哋本身有可能係被欺騙咗。
Now, this is really something to watch out for because these false teachings are very common in many churches.
大家真的要很小心，因为在很多的基督教会里面，这个对圣经这样的解释方法是很流行的。
One of the comments go like this.
其中一个留言的人就这样说。
In our Christian counseling and biblical ministry, we have met with people whose outlook is, well, I can do anything I want because I'm saved.And I can sin as much as I want. I can commit any crime, have adulterous affairs, and do whatever I please.
個留言講到一啲情況係令人好驚人嘅，就喺我哋嘅基督教嘅圈子裏頭，就係嗰啲幫人做提供輔導啊， 去幫助人的情況裡頭，我們遇見很多的信徒，他們的態度是這樣的，他們覺得自己得救之後，他們做什麼都可以，他們可以作奸犯科，他們犯什麼的罪，包括了婚外情，他們做什麼都不重要的。
And do you know why? What is their justification?
你知唔知道点？点解有咁嘅信徒会竟然会咁样相信嘅呢
？When they are asked to elaborate, the answer is.
当有人问佢点解你会咁谂嘅时候咧，你知唔知佢哋点样回答呢
？Why should I worry? Because you know, all along I've been taught that once saved, always saved.
佢系啊，佢话我唔担心噶，因为别人灌输俾我嘅教导就系咧，我一次得救，我就永远得。
No matter what I do, my salvation is secure.
不论我得救后做乜都好咧，我嘅救恩系已经系稳阵嘅。
So from this example alone, we can see some serious consequence of being deceived by certain teaching.
单从呢个例子就可见咧，如果一个人被一啲错误嘅圣经嘅解释误导咗嘅话咧，个后果可以非常严重。
And many of those preachers or teachers of the word that propagate such teaching,
而咁样去宣传解释圣经嘅教师啊牧师咧
，they might not have the bad intention to harm you.
佢哋未必系抱住一个嘅恶意去伤害你嘅。
But they themselves have been indoctrinated by these false doctrines.
好有可能呢啲嘅教师牧师自己啊，都系别人将到呢啲观念向佢哋灌输嘅啫。
And what are some other false doctrines going around nowadays?
咁啊，除咗一次得救變得救之外，流行於今當今教會嘅，還有啲咩其他嘅聖經嘅教義呢
？Too many different ones.
就太多啦。
Just to name a few.
我為大家去舉幾個例子啊。
Free grace theology.
例如話免費恩典嘅神學啦。
And prosperity gospel.
就話信福音你就會發達啦。
Or you know, just generally sharing this watered-down gospel.
或者咧，只不過係介紹福音嘅時候咧，介紹得好便宜。
Yeah, just package in the form of cheap grace.
就係將到福音講成咧係好廉價咁樣就可以得到嘅嘢。
Well, since my name is Grace, I feel quite hurt hearing this term cheap grace.
又咁啱，因為我個名就係 Grace， 就係恩典嘅緣故咧，我聽到呢啲咁樣嘅對聖經嘅解釋咧，我都係覺得係好大反應。
Because the emphasis is now all on the benefits of Christianity.
因为咁样讲嘅时候啊，基督徒人所睇重嘅咧，都系从福音可以得到啲咩嘅福利。
But no mention of the cost of discipleship.
但绝对唔会同你提及到要得到福音要付出啲咩代价。
That's why people use the adjective cheap to describe it.
所以点解话福音依类嘅福音系廉价就系咁计。
So it shouldn't be difficult to imagine what kind of people would be drawn to this kind of teaching.
有啲咩人会被呢啲咁样圣经嘅解释被吸引嘅话咧？呢个问题系唔系好难想象得到嘅啫。
Certainly not a true soldier of Christ who can endure suffering and hardships.
当然唔系嗰啲基督嘅精兵，系愿意为咗真理甚至系蒙受痛苦嘅人，系唔会被呢啲吸引嘅。
If you recall in Matthew chapter 24, verse 9,
大家還會記得馬太福音24章的第九節咁講。
Jesus told his disciples or the followers of Christ that they will be delivered to tribulation.
耶穌對門徒話：那時候人要把你們陷害喺患難裏，也要殺害你們。
Yeah, they will kill you and you will be hated by all nations because of Jesus' name.
為咗耶穌嘅緣故咧，世界的人都会恨你，会杀害你。
So how come these popular and yet false doctrines are so common?
就点解呢啲咁样误导人嘅教义可以变得咁流行嘅呢
？Because the mentality of today's Christians, at least many of them, is just a constant desire to avoid and escape suffering.
个原因系当今嘅基督徒当中啊。大部分咧都係貪圖安逸，係唔想有任何嘅痛苦嘅。
So they don't want to have anything to do with suffering for Christ.
佢哋絕對唔會為咗基督嘅緣故咧，希望會受苦。
So we could imagine how can these people then endure to the end, even to the point of death?
咁呢类咁样嘅信徒又点可能忍耐到底而得救呢？
So it's likely that they would have fallen away even way before Jesus comes back.
所以呢类咁样嘅基督徒啊，喺耶稣基督都还未再来之前呢，都好有可能已经被迷惑咗噶啦。
And mind you, we've studied in the past weeks that the ultimate deception by the pseudo Christ is going to be even far, far greater.
我哋以往都学过，就系对比呢啲咧，当呢位终极嘅假基督出现嘅时候，佢带嚟嘅欺骗同埋迷惑咧，就更加厉害啦。
And so great will the deception be that there's just not the like of it since the beginning of history.
耶稣话咧，嗰种嘅迷惑犀利到嘅程度咧，连系空前绝后嘅。
And that is why we had to spend so much time learning about this one figure of the pseudo Christ。
就为咗呢个原因，我哋花咁多星期嘅时间，要去了解关于呢个敌基督啊，呢个假基督嘅人。
Now an important question we need to ask is, if you know the pseudo Christ or the false Christ and false prophets, they all want to mislead, as the Bible says, as the passage says, mislead the elect.
经文话俾我哋知道，将要出现嘅假基督、假先知们，佢哋出现嘅，佢哋要做嘅就系去欺骗。
Yeah, and particularly the elect.
尤其是嗰啲嘅神嘅选民。
So we need to know who the elect refers to.
而家我哋要了解选民系指啲咩人。
Who are these people that are going to be led astray?
呢啲將會被欺騙嘅叫做選民，到底係咩人
？But remember, Jesus said, "If possible," so not all of them will be misled.
請留意耶穌嘅話，佢話：若果可能，選民也被迷惑。
So it depends on whether the elect, are able to take precautions, as we said.
所以耶穌就唔係話選民一定會被迷惑。完全在乎咧，呢啲做選民嘅人有冇懂得去採取防備措施。
The word elect simply means chosen。
選民呢兩個字，無非係指到蒙神特別挑選嘅人。
And Matthew chapter 22 records a very famous parable of Jesus。
喺馬太福音第22章記載一個耶穌講嘅好著名嘅比喻。
Commonly known as the parable of the wedding feast。
很多人都叫这个比喻叫做这个大婚宴的比喻。
In that parable, Jesus made it plain that the chosen are those people who have responded to God's invitation.
在这个筵席的比喻里头，耶稣讲得很清楚，选民是指那些听到神的呼唤而回应的人。
They responded to the call of grace.
就是他们听到神的这个恩典的呼唤而回应。
And Matthew chapter 22 verse 14, it says, "For many are called, but few are chosen."
但系22章14节就咁讲，被召的人多，被选上的人却系少。
When we look through the scripture, we find that in the Old Testament, the Jews, the Israelites, were called the chosen, the elect.
当我哋细心去读圣经嘅时候，我哋发觉到喺希伯来圣经里头，选民所指嘅就系向神耶和华回应嘅以色列呢个民族。
But when we come to the New Testament,
当我们来到新约圣经，
we find consistently the elect refers to the church.
我们发觉到选民指的是指教会。
And like what Pastor Joe told us last week,
就好像牧师上星期有解释，
the church is not a building.
教会不是指一个教堂，
but the true believers and followers of Christ.
就是那些真正的信徒，真正的基督的追随者。
If you're interested, you can go home and read Colossians 3:12.
如果大家有興趣嘅咧，翻到屋企可以參考哥羅西書3:12。
First Peter 1:1.
或者彼得前書1:1.
These are some instances of the word elect as referring to the church.
喺呢啲地方你都見到咧，選民所指嘅就係教會。
And that means it is now no longer restricted to Israelites alone.
即是话选民咧，唔系净系指以色列民啦。
In fact, if you read the book of Romans, Paul tells us plainly that only the faithful remnants of Israel who respond to God's grace in Christ are the elect.
其实啊，如果我哋再参考罗马书第11章嘅时候咧，我哋就见到使徒保罗清楚解释以色列人当中只系好少数嘅。 剩翻落嚟嘅人啊，先至係忠心同埋回應嘅。
So the elect no longer refers to Israel as a whole.
所以選民再唔係指以色列呢個民族嘅全部
，but that remnant，
而係淨係指嗰啲嘅少數。
And all the true believers who are now called the Israel of God.
然之後再加埋所有真正嘅信徒，追隨基督嘅追隨者。
Are you part of the elect?
咁你屬唔屬於選民嘅行列呢？
Are you a true believer and follower of Christ?
你係咪一個真嘅信徒、真嘅基督嘅追隨者呢
？If your answer is yes，
如果你嘅答案話係
，then be on your guard。
咁你就需要小心
，because you will definitely be one of the targets of this great deception。
因為你係嗰樣大迷惑嘅事情嘅，你係一個嘅對象嚟嘅。
However, if your answer is no。
但如果你話我唔係
，You say, well, I'm not even a Christian, so yeah, this is not going to happen to me.
我都唔係基督徒，呢個迷惑咧唔會臨到我身上啩。
So nothing for me to worry about.
所以我就乜都唔使擔心。
Well, unfortunately, I have to tell you.
但係好遺憾嘅，我必須要話俾你知。
The reason you are not one of the targets is exactly because you are already under this deception.
之所以你還未唔係一個信徒咧。就顯示到你其實已經係被欺騙咗啦。
You are living in deception already.
你已經生活喺依個嘅欺騙當中。
Without knowing it, you are already siding with Satan.
你自己都不自覺地啊，你已經係選擇站喺魔鬼撒旦嗰邊。
That's why Satan doesn't need to make any more effort to try to.Attract your attention.
所以撒旦都唔需要再費力啊，去進一步嘅去迷惑你啦。
But for those who truly belong to Christ,
但對於嗰啲真正係屬於基督嘅人
，Let us be on our guard.
我哋需要提高警覺
，Because so great will the deception be that we might also fall.
因為將要發生嘅欺騙同埋迷惑咧，將會係咁厲害啊！我哋有可能會被欺騙。
Unless our lives are built on a solid foundation.
除非我哋嘅生命係建築喺神嘅話語之上。
And that's why I think God is really amazing in that passage Joe has been preaching on what that foundation should be.
所以因此咧，當我聽到牧師最近從聖經裏邊講到咩嘢先至係我哋生命信仰嘅真嘅根基嘅時候咧，我覺得事情真係嚟得好奇妙。
Now in the following part, I would like to discuss with you, what can we do in order not to fall into deception?
喺嚟緊嘅時間，我需要同大家討論一個問題，就係我哋點樣先至可以避免被欺騙？
How can we prevent ourselves from being led astray?
我點樣先至會防止自己被人哋誤導？
Other than what I've already mentioned, to stay alert, be watchful and prayerful.
除咗剛才已經講過話，需要提高警覺同埋需要祈禱警醒之外。
I think from the many examples I gave you today, you would see the importance of understanding God's word accurately.
就從我今日提到嘅唔同嘅故事同埋例子當中咧，大家都應該明白啦。我哋能夠好清楚嘅了解聖經係好重要。
Let us turn open to Matthew chapter 22, verse 29.
而家我哋翻到去馬太福音22:29.
Here the same word.Being led astray is used, but in Greek.
因為咧喺29節嘅希臘原文裏邊咧，這個迷惑個字又再出現啦。
Matthew chapter 22:29 says, "You are misled," or in the NRSV it says, "You are wrong," and this is the word that is the same as the one in our passage today, because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God.
22:29，耶穌回答說。你們錯了，錯了這兩個字咧，喺希臘原文正正就係被迷惑咁解，被欺騙咁解。你們錯了，你們被欺騙了，因為你們不明白聖經，也不曉得神的大能。
So what is the good news that we get from this passage, this verse?
我哋從呢一句嘅聖經，我哋會得到啲咩嘅好消息呢？
You are misled because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God.
就是之所以你被欺骗呢，是因为你又不了解圣经，亦都不知道神的大能。
That means we can avoid being led astray if we know the scriptures, number one, and secondly, if we know the power of God.
之所以说是好消息，是因为如果我们又了解圣经，第二，如果我们又知道神的大能，我们可以避免被欺骗的。
I don't know whether you feel blessed every week you come here and you have, you know, messages prepared for you, expounding the word of God.
每个礼拜你来到这个地方，都有人为你预备好了去教圣经给你去听。我不知道你心里面觉不觉得你很幸福。
I have to be very honest with you. Preparing each message is a lot of hard work.
我跟大家讲一句老实话，为了讲一次的讲道，要投入的功夫是非常的大量。
But I don't know how much you're actually absorbing, how much you actually treasure in your heart.
但我不知道到底你有几嘅珍惜，有几咁嘅去欣赏。
Most of us have been coming to church for years, but do you know the scriptures?
当中你哋嚟过呢个教会嘅一段好长时间嘅都有，我唔知道你系点谂。
I'm not saying whether you read your Bible or whether you can recite a verse or a passage off by heart.
我意思唔系话咧，你能唔能够好熟习圣经，你能唔能够背诵圣经
？What does it mean to know the scriptures？
当呢度话你系了解圣经系咩意思呢
？We already saw that even preachers or leaders of the church can be deceived into believing wrong doctrines.
我哋刚刚都见到啦，连牧师教师都喺了解圣经嘅问题上可以被欺骗噶。
And this was exactly the context of Jesus using, saying this verse in Matthew chapter 22, because he was addressing the Sadducees at that time.
而家我哋读紧嘅马太福音22:29嘅上文，其实就系讲紧一啲嘅圣经嘅教师。
These Sadducees certainly read the Bible.
呢啲嘅人呢，当然系熟读圣经。
And yet Jesus said to them plainly, "You do not know the word of God."
但29节，耶稣却系同呢啲人讲：你不了解圣经。
So the knowledge Jesus is talking about here is not just some intellectual understanding or head knowledge.
所以耶稣所指嘅唔系一啲嘅知识上边、头脑上边嘅明白。
And it's not knowledge based on human traditions only.
更加唔系一啲只系建基喺一啲嘅人嘅传统嘅教条上边嘅知识。
Rather, we need to have insight from God.
而我哋所指嘅系一啲从神而嚟嘅对圣经嘅一啲嘅心得同埋洞察力。
As I look back in my Christian life,
当我回想我以前走过嘅路。
I had to admit, as a young person, I mean, sometimes the Bible is so thick and you don't really want to read it.
我要承认咧，当时一个好年轻嘅人咧，我觉得呢本圣经都几厚啊。
But I feel that, you know, there's lacking power in my life.
我觉得我嘅生命当中缺乏一种嘅能力。
Power to overcome my weaknesses, my anxieties.
我缺乏能力去克服自己嘅弱点，我嘅欲望。
I don't seem to be able to live out that dynamic Christian life that I really long to live.
我冇办法能够活得出圣经所讲，同埋我渴望活得出嗰种嘅有魄力嘅信仰嘅生活。
And only then do I start to humble myself and really ask God to open my eyes to see the truth, the light of His Word.
咁于是咧，我就去恳求神去光照我，等我能够见到。
So that I don't live in a false sense of security, thinking, "Yeah, I know my Bible well. I can quote verses and I'm saved."
我求神俾唔好俾我自己活喺一个嘅自欺嘅当中，以为自己咧都识圣经啦，我肯定系安全嘅。
A lot of times we can know a lot of stuff, but it doesn't mean that translates to power, like what it says here. We need to know God's power as well.
因为往往咧，我哋知道圣经讲咩系一件事啫，但系唔等于我哋就系明白神嘅大能系一回咩事。呢度所讲嘅正正就系晓得神嘅大能。
But before you even get to the power part, I'm afraid so many of us don't even understand the scripture properly.
但对于我哋嚟讲，都唔好讲话了解神嘅大能啦，连了解圣经啊，我哋都做唔到。
So I know some of you are going to return to your home. country sometime, and you're going to face a lot of challenges.
我知道当中你部分人很快就要回国了，回到国家里头，你将会遇见很多的挑战和困难。
Your friends and family might fire questions at you.
你们的家人啊，你们的好朋友啊，可能会向你提出很多的疑难问题。
Do you know what you believe?
你知不知道你所相信的是什么呢？
Of course, more importantly, do you know who you believe?
更重要就是你认不认识你所相信哪位呢？
So talking about other than like spending time to really understand the Bible well, and we have actually plenty of resources nowadays.
除了说需要花时间去明白圣经之外，今时今日能够帮你去研究圣经、了解圣经的资源是很丰富的。
If you're willing, just click on our website and you see, you know, sermon recordings and Bible studies. And if you're willing, you can ask God to help you to understand correctly and to give you the insight into His Word.
只要你愿意啊，一击一下，单击一下，在网上边你会找到很多资料去帮你明白圣经。更重要就是，只要你愿意啊，你其实可以向神祈求噶，你求祂帮你了解圣经。
If you don't ask, of course, it's obvious that you're not going to understand it because God's word requires insight to understand.
但如果你唔想，你又唔求啦，咁你梗系唔明白啦。因为真正明白圣经，你需要洞见。
But why is it so important to then move on to also understand the power of God?
但点解除咗了解圣经之外，更加需要知道神嘅大能
？Because becoming a Christian is not just about some theories or ideology in our head.
因为作为一个基督徒咧，唔系单单话去知道一啲嘅理论咁样嘅。
But it's a living relationship.
而系一种嘅活嘅关系。
We know by experience as we walk with God, His power to transform us.
我哋从我哋嘅生活里边，我哋知道我哋几时同神紧密嘅同行，我哋就能够认识佢嘅大能。
We experience and even demonstrate that power in our lives when we are being changed.
我哋试过呢种神改变我哋嘅大能，甚至咧我哋都能够为此做一个证人。
So for me, I'm really excited to tell you that I experienced that power changing me.
所以咧，我可以话俾大家知，我就系一个经历过神能够改变人大嘅大能嘅一个人啦。
And because of that, I can say with confidence that if you are willing, if you ask God, you will experience His power in your life too.
因此，我可以好有把握嘅同你讲，如果你都与神去一同行嘅话咧，你同样好似我咁样，都会经历到神改变你嘅大能。
Maybe in the beginning, it starts with some really small things. Maybe you don't even notice.
可能最开始的时候咧，系从一啲小事开始。
So you have to really pay attention. Say if you've said a prayer, don't just forget about it. Like see how God has been answering your prayers.
所以你需要小心啦。有可能你祈祷求嗰样嘢咧，你就唔好话讲完就算数。你需要留意神有冇应允咗你。
But slowly and slowly, God will let you experience His power in.Even greater extent.
但渐渐神就会令你去经历到在更大的事情上面，祂是有能力去帮你的。
And it does not necessarily have to be some kind of miracles as such.
我不一定指一些的奇迹。
But sometimes the hardest thing to change is really your heart.
因为最难改变的就是一个人的自己的内心。
So I want to share with you how God really gave me this assurance that I am His child, which is very important.
我想告诉大家知，我是怎么这么肯定我已经成为了神的一个女儿呢？为什么我会这么有把握呢？
And that's exactly why so many false doctrines come out, because people long for that assurance.
之所以很多人被一些假的圣经的解释去欺骗了，都是因为他们很追求，很需要找到一种的把握。
When they don't seem to be living a victorious Christian life, so they want to believe in those lies that say, "Don't worry, you just say you believe in Jesus and you'll be saved, you'll go to heaven."
当他们不想付出什么代价，就想有人告诉他们，他可以肯定可以去到天堂，会得救的话呢？
So to cut a long story short, like I remember when I first became a Christian, of course I had my weaknesses.
當我初初成為一個基督徒的時候，我還很年輕，當然我有很多的缺點。
I always felt that I wasn't doing good enough.
我經常都覺得自己做的事我不覺得滿意。
So I was still living, well, with my old mentality in a way that, oh, it seems like I have to do everything perfect for me to be accepted.
我的態度啊，我的思想就是，我做什麼都好，我都要做到十全十美。
And because of that, when people challenge me,Oh, do you have the assurance that you'll go to heaven? I would immediately say, no, I didn't have any assurance that I could go to heaven if I die today.
有人就會向我問一個問題，挑戰我。他說，如果你今天就死的話，你有沒有把握你今天要去到天堂呢？
If I turn a question to you, do you have the assurance that you can go to heaven if you die today?
如果我問你，那你又會怎樣回答？如果今天你就死嘅話，你有冇把握你可以去到天堂啊？
I think it's an important question to figure out.
咁我都同意嘅，呢個問題都係要好重要啊。
But I have to admit, like for years, I felt it's difficult to say. I always feel like I'm not up to standard.
咁啊，我要承認就係多年嚟我都覺得啊，我還未達標。
Until one day, amazingly, I was reading the same verses again. I was listening to some Bible teaching.
直至到有一日，我當時是聽緊一啲嘅聖經嘅教導。
God opened my eyes, and somehow it's like, yeah, it's like a light bulb lighting, and it clicked. I understood.
就突然神就將我眼睛打開，就好似入到個房間開燈一樣，我突然間就睇到啦。
My problem was that after I became Christian, I didn't really keep being renewed by God day by day, including in the way I look at things.
我的問題在於呢，從我成為基督徒開始，一直以來我都不懂得去在生活上面繼續的不斷的，包括在我的思想態度上面呢，被神的去改變。
And also importantly, to really always put GodTo always spend time with him, like to build up this relationship and not just knowledge.
同埋好重要就係咧，經常要花時間去到神面前同佢相處。
The Bible tells us clearly, the child of God is someone who's led by the Holy Spirit.
聖經講得好清楚，屬神嘅兒女咧係俾神嘅靈去引導嘅。
And God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit will actually witness with your spirit that you are a child of God.
聖經又話，神嘅靈啊，聖靈自己啊，係會喺你心裏邊話俾你聽，你的確已經係神嘅兒女啦。
And I don't know how to explain it, but as my relationship with God grow closer and closer, not staying in an intellectual level.
就當我嘅信仰冇再停留喺一種嘅知識頭腦上邊嘅時候呢，而當我嘅同神嘅關係漸漸深化嘅時候
，And also I observe my life being changed. I'm being more and more like Jesus, His Son.
我就發現到自己嘅生命一路慢慢嘅改變緊，變得越嚟越似耶穌基督嘅生命。
Of course, there's still a long way to go.
咁不在話下啦，我就仲有好長嘅路要走。
But you know in your heart.
但係你嘅心裏邊會知道嘅。
You can be led by the Spirit.
你是可以被神的灵带领的。
You experience Him.
因为你经历到祂。
So there are too many experiences to share, but because of time, I have to stop today.
因为时间关系呢，我在讲到这里就要去总结了。
I just want to really encourage you.
我只是很想去鼓励大家。
To remember, first, you need to know the Scripture well.
首先，你需要非常嘅了解聖經。
And it's okay if we feel that we don't really know much, or we don't even have an appetite right now. We can ask. We can pray to God.
假如目前你又冇咩興趣，又冇咩話想去了解聖經，唔緊要，但你可以向神求噶嘛。
That's what I did. I knew I had a poor appetite, so I prayed to God like a sick person. I know I should eat. This is good for me. So please give me an appetite.
就正如一個有病的人是缺乏胃口呢，但這個病的人可以看醫生的，我缺乏胃口，我怎樣可以醫回好令我有胃口呢？
So there's a first point, to treasure the word of God, to know His word.
這個就是第一點了，你去珍惜聖經的話去藏在你心中。
And the second point, please really try to experience God in your daily life.
第二点就是呢，我恳请大家在你的生活当中去经历神。
Because only when His Word becomes this life-transforming power in you, that you can be certain God is real. He's working in your life.
因为只当神的说话是变成在你生命中一股的改变你的力量的时候呢，你才能够说是知道他的了解的圣经。
So if we keep walking in close relationship with Him and always comparing our experience with His Word, then we will not be easily led astray and fall into deception.
So, 当我们不断这样去活在他圣经的教导当中，不断地将到圣经所讲的和自己的生活来去比较的时候呢，那我们就不会轻易被人欺骗到。
And remember, at the very start, all deception boils down to appealing to your greed, your curiosity, your lust, or just a lack of watchfulness.
记住啦，我们开始时已经讲过了，被欺骗呢，原因无非都是好奇啦、贪心啦，或者不能够保持警觉啦。
All these things is part of the old person, the fleshly person.
这些一切都是一些的旧的人的态度的状况。
So if we can avoid those, then we can be on the right track and keep walking in God's path of truth.
如果你能够避免这些这样的误区的话，你就可以继续走在神的正确的道路上。
May God bless you all and keep you.
愿神亲自的保护大家和祝福大家。
I'd like to invite Pastor Joe to pray for us.
现在我们一起祈祷来结束。